Well, here we are, another Saturday, another fishing report. We skipped last week, Robert.
I know.
Do you want to apologize for that?
Sure. I'm sorry.
We're so sorry that we inconvenienced you by skipping the free fishing report last week.
Right.
But we had things we wanted to do. Robert wanted to go to the hibiscus festival to look at plants.
Yes, I took a selfish moment for myself.
That's right.
It's not very often that happens.
Yes. Robert needed more plants for his butterfly garden.
And Josh was kind enough to be my driver, guide, and courier.
And if you don't like that, well, we're sorry. We're punk rock enough that we just don't care what you like.
You're like my own personal Sherpa that day.
A little bit, yes. But I did make you carry your own hairy balls.
Yes. Yes.
And before you think that's something nasty or anything like that, it is not. It is a milkweed plant. And you can look it up online.
Yep.
So.
I can't tell you what else might pop up when you type that in, but
well, just type it in and look for images, and whatever you get is what you get, buddy. So.
Yep.
Anyway, there was fishing that happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't report on it. So.
Correct. But now we'll update it now.
Yeah, here we are. It's a whole new week. Today is May the 13th, 2023. This report will be as updated as we can possibly make it at this time. And if we get anything wrong, again, it's a free report. So
there you go.
You get what you get there, buddy. All right, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't properly introduce you. Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the manager here at Fish and Frank's world headquarters in the bustling metropolis of downtown Charlotte Harbor. And I, of course, am Josh Olive, the publisher of Waterline Weekly Magazine and the Fish Coach. And here we are. Ready to listen to what Robert has to say about what's been going on in this place-by-place fishing report, which starts with the Peace River, which begins right now.
All right. So not a whole lot going on, but some stuff going on. There's still a few snook up there, just not a lot. A lot of the juvenile tarpon all over the place, and I'm talking juveniles from 10 pounds up to about 50 pounds. The only people that have been catching a couple of them have been using some shiners. Couple of guys hooked them on paddle tails too, but freshwater shiners are working. The biggest problem is they die fairly quickly, but if you're lucky enough, it doesn't take long for them to crush it. And then the fun bycatch is always a gar.
Okay, and these shiners are about a buck a pop right now, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I think a dollar to give yourself a pretty good shot of hooking a tarpon sometime in the next 5 or 8 minutes before your shiner completely dies. That's probably worth it.
That's better than $4 or $5 for a crab.
Absolutely. Or $8 for a crab, which is what I'm told they were getting for them in Sarasota.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. I mean, that's practically on sale.
Yeah.
That's buy one, get seven free.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's nuts.
But you think that's a realistic option to take some freshwater shiners up there? Would you put them under a float or freeline them, or how would you fish a freshwater shiner?
I would do both. I would do both, more than likely. But I'm probably going to be me more personal. I'm going to probably freeline it.
Okay.
Let it do what it's going to do, because sometimes when those tarpon come up and roll, they go right back down pretty deep. So I think that freeline shiner might work a little bit better.
Okay. Plus, I think when they're on the surface... You know, I found that when I used to fish shiners for bass a lot, that when I put them under floats, they were more likely to get nailed by the gar.
Yeah.
Because those gar like to feed right there at the surface.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that.
Okie dokie. So we got some snook, we got some tarpon. Anything else worth reporting on the lower Peace River?
That is it.
Okay. Then we'll move on to another place, because this is the place
and
by
you
place.
You probably skip that next one, too, because there's not a whole lot there either.
I have to say it, though.
Okay.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area?
Nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Now, just for the record, the last time you had anything that you said was worth reporting here was on April the 1st, when there were a few snook and most were short.
Right.
So are we even slowing down here at this point, or do we just drive right on past?
I would be driving right on past.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, just keep on going.
We apologize for the interruption, but that's just part of the breaks when you're here at the bustling world headquarters. So
right.
We are now several minutes later, but it sounds the same to you, so I don't even know why I'm bothering to explain it as we move on to the 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area.
That's been a little bit better. They caught two legal cobia off of there that I'm aware of, so that's why it looks like a A million man march up on the bridge, I guess. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah.
You know, all the bridge trolls are up there hanging out because two legal size cobia were caught.
That's all it takes.
Several short ones, a couple of small bull sharks. They're still catching some snook at night and a few juvenile tarpon also. Haven't heard of much else. Oh, I take that back. They've been catching a few whiting that they're using for the bait for the cobia. Doesn't seem like anyone's up there whiting fishing. You know, even though it's good eating. And it's been a while since we've had whiting around, so it's kind of nice to hear that they're actually catching a few for bait.
No black drum?
No black drum yet, but they're starting to move around a lot. So I'm imagining that should start hearing about that around the 41 Bridge and 75, I would imagine, within the next couple weeks.
Now, if you want to join the parade and go out there cobia fishing, if you can get a little live whiting, that would be a fantastic choice. If you can't,
I'm always going to take frozen ladyfish, mullet if you can ever get it, even frozen thread fins. I like frozen thread fins a lot.
And how are you going to fish it?
Mostly on the bottom, but I'm usually got two poles, so one's going to be under a float about 3 to 4 feet, and the other one's going to be just right on the bottom, barely on the bottom. He's just a light enough sinker to help keep it close to the bottom.
And where are you going to fish? Are you going to try to fish around the pilings, or are you going to fish more out in open water?
More out in open water, because those fish are coming to the bridge.
And cobia are that true pelagic species. They mm-hmm. like structure, but they don't need it. They're happy to be in open water. They're happy to feed in open water.
Absolutely. So that's what I would be trying. Even if I was in a boat, you know, but there would be a third rod in play. The third rod in play with my boat would be hanging it literally off the transom 2 feet under the water.
Right, because they do like that structure. And
yes,
floating structure is the best if you're a cobia.
Yes, definitely.
And that's all your boat is at that point.
Yep.
The Lashley Pier closed until further notice due to hurricane damage. Do we have further notice?
No further notice. Still closed.
Very good. The Bayshore Pier.
The Bayshore Pier. Let's see. One cobia. It was short. He caught a couple of bull sharks. Small ones. He caught a trout. But the night before, he caught a snook and a small redfish. Same guy.
Okay.
He said his buddy's been catching a few snook, too, and a couple small bull sharks at the other pier.
So this is his goal is to go out and catch one of everything?
Not really. That's just what he told me he got.
One little cobia, one little shark, one little trout, one little snook, one little redfish.
Yep.
One jack, one ladyfish, one toadfish.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's been a lot of little fry out in that area, so that's kind of one of the reasons why so much stuff is coming around there right now, too. You know, my neighbor's been out there a couple different times this past week, and he said the fry from basically the beach complex over towards the 41 Bridge has had a lot of good miscellaneous stuff in it.
Okay, well, so what I want to know is, can you get me a 16th inch cast net?
I can.
Because that's what we're going to need.
About a 30 seconds.
If you can do it, that'd be great.
It's over there in the hallway.
Really?
Seriously.
A 1/30 second cast net?
I think so. If I remember right, it's either a 16th or a 30 seconds.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just a seine net.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little teeny tiny tiny net over there.
You got a plankton net that I can cast? See how that works?
You just line that one with a pantyhose, you'll be fine.
Just basically, it's a muslin sheet.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Oh, let's see. Some snook. One cobia. A small shark, a couple of small trout, that's it. That's all I've gotten from there.
Okay.
That's over a course of 7 to 10 days, so it's not epic by any stretch.
Right, this isn't like 1 hour worth of fishing?
Yeah, no. That's like 2 hours every day, and then combining all those numbers together.
Gotcha. So what you're telling me is that it's slower than it sounds.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make clear.
Yep.
The Port Charlotte saltwater, brackish water canals.
Oh, let's see. A lot of little snook. Quite a few little juvenile tarpon popping up all over the place. And there's been black drum starting to school up in some of the canals. I actually had a little group go past me last Saturday morning, and then saw a couple this week going by, but the neighbor did see a school.
Are they drumming yet?
No.
Well, I like it better
drumming
when
they drum.
Get in there and start making some noise.
Right.
Black tip sharks?
Black tip sharks, none. Baby bull sharks, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just what we need, more of that.
Okay. Anything else worth discussing?
No, not that I can think of.
Sail cats?
I'm sure there's plenty of those. I know she caught one the other day.
Okay. Shall we move on then to the Elge Bean Pier?
Sounds good.
Okay, what do you got?
Oh, let's see, we got a lot of snook at night, some juvenile tarpon in the mornings, and some big jacks. Other than that, it's been pretty mediocre. I have not heard of any snapper or anything else that should be there. It's been a little weird.
How about the sheep's head?
No. No sheep's head.
It's just that I heard you say sheep's head earlier this morning.
Yes.
During the radio show. And I know that for a lot of people, sheep's head are synonymous with Elge Bean. So as soon as you say the one word, they feel like they heard the other one.
Yes.
I just wanted to make clear that they did not.
Yeah. No. Nope. No sheep's head there.
Myakka River area from the bridge to Marker 8.
There's been a few Spanish mackerel being caught out there in the open part of the harbor. And then that's honestly about all the only report I've gotten.
Okay.
Nobody's been over into Tippecanoe that I've heard of to brag about or anything like that.
But if they're Spanish, there should be some sharks.
Should be. Still a little early for them, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Possibility. Maybe. Same way with a cobia, too, though. But I know tarpon will eat them also.
That's because tarpon know what's good. Moving us on to the South Gulf Cove canals.
Well, let's see. Lots of Mayan cichlids. Guys are seeing snook and juvenile tarpon, but they aren't doing a very good job hooking any of them. But it's been mainly Mayan cichlids and a few tilapia.
Okay.
Nothing exceptional worth.
Shrimp?
Shrimp and worms. And then the other guys are throwing some artificials. Just minimal feedback, too. That's the other thing. I mean, a lot of those are snowbirds that are in there, and a lot of them left.
Right.
So, I thought the reports were lousy this winter. Wait until this summer gets rolling.
Right. When there's one-third of the population, and half of those guys don't go out anymore.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about the West Wall.
Oh, West Wall has been actually pretty quiet. So many people have been tarpon fishing that I've only got a couple of reports over there. On top of the bar and on the outside of the bar, they're seeing some cobia, but most of them have been small, catching a few trout. One guy caught two pompano there, drifting. And then along the bushes, it's been a few snook and a few redfish, but nothing gangbusters. And the snook were extremely small, 20, 22 inches. A couple guys are seeing some nice fish, but, you know, the water's really, really clean over there.
Okay. So if you were going to try to catch some of those bigger fish that are hanging out over there?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Just because I haven't had enough reports. I mean, I would be looking as I was going down, but honestly, I like that West Wall more in the fall than I do in the spring. I like it for visual looking and everything and learning the whole topography of it. But for me, fishing there in the late fall, early winter has always been best as the river's starting to recede.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I seem to do personally better, especially on redfish and snook.
Okay, I can dig it. Well, then how do you feel about the Cape Hayes Bar?
That's pretty fishy right now. Let's see, they're getting out out just a little bit deeper water. That 4 to 6 feet of water is where some bonnet heads, a couple baby bulls, a couple bigger bulls, Spanish mackerel have all been hanging out. And as you move your way more towards the shallower areas, some trout, bonnet heads, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, a couple of small bluefish. Just kind of a mixed gamut of fish. Not phenomenal numbers, not great quality, but the quantity is there enough to keep the rod bent. So I think if I was taking a newbie fishing, doesn't matter how old they are, how young they are, that would be one of my top picks just because of the consistency and variety, which makes it more fun.
Okie doke. Turtle and Bull Bays.
That's still the best thing going for the inshore guys, except for trout. If you want snook, redfish, and some trout, definitely the place to be. They're also seeing quite a few assortment of sharks, from bonnet heads to bull sharks. And the bull sharks are anywhere from that 3-foot range up to about 6 feet. A couple guys did see some adult tarpon lazily swimming by, but we're not interested in anything. Which would be cool. I'd like to see a tarpon in that. That would be kind of neat to see a good-sized tarpon swimming around in there.
Yeah?
Yeah. It would just be cool to see. I mean, I see them crossing the bars out front on the beach, but I can only imagine sitting in there and watching one just kind of lazily swimming by in there.
Right.
Be kind of cool.
How's the manatee bite been in here?
There has been manatees, but the majority of the manatees, there seems to be a lot more of them on the west wall and over on the east side.
Okay.
And then there's, I guess, been 2 breeding groups out along the beach.
Mm-hmm. Get right in the middle?
Yeah. No.
Great plan.
Nope.
So, do you recommend romaine lettuce, or do you like a head of cabbage instead?
I would prefer romaine lettuce or kale.
Right. Well, you know, cabbage stays on the hook so much better.
Yeah, so. It does.
The snook and redfish.
I just use rubber band to hold the hook on better.
That's another way to do it. Snook and redfish, they are trees?
Yeah.
Oysters?
Mainly up under the bushes. Shrimp bite or cut bait. If you got pinfish cut up, that's been working really well. But sardines, ladyfish, those have been working very well too. I haven't heard of any giant ones, but, you know, upper slot fish and a whole lot in that just barely over the legal limit. Just barely over 18 inches.
Oh, there we go.
That makes more sense.
Right. Bottom of the slot.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have anything else to say about Turtle and Bull Bay?
Nope.
Can you explain briefly why we always put those two spots together? I had somebody ask me that.
Really?
Well, because obviously there's a turtle bay and there's a bull bay,
mm-hmm.
You know. And especially for people who are newer here and people who, frankly, a lot of them have not traveled over to that area, so they don't quite get the topography, even if they've looked at it on a map.
The topography is virtually identical in both of them. They're interconnected through the harbor side, the intercoastal side, and through a little chain of islands in the middle of them. So, you know, you're fishing almost one and the same.
Really, they're not even two bodies of water.
No.
I mean, the difference is that as you get up into Bull Bay, you have more mangrove islands.
Right.
And that's it. It's an extension of Turtle Bay, or you could say that Turtle Bay is a big open area of Bull Bay.
Right.
Either one would be accurate, and either one would be more accurate than saying there's Bull Bay and then there's Turtle Bay.
Right. So. Exactly. No, definitely makes the most sense.
Moving on. Cape Hayes Reef, Danger Reef.
Spanish mackerel. And that's it. That's the only thing I've heard of out of both those spots, even in that geographical area.
Are we still trolling for them?
Trolling for them or casting to them. There's been a lot of little bait throughout that whole area, so it's not just on top of the reefs. So you have a few options. The weird part is I haven't heard of any sharks, and usually that's a good place this time of year for some smaller to larger sharks.
Yeah, there should be.
I had a friend that went there last week, and he spent almost 3 hours and got one drive-by, and that was it.
Well, that's not how it's supposed to go at all.
Not at all.
So with that little bait in there, you think silly jigs might be a good choice?
I would. A lot cheaper than most of your spoons nowadays.
A lot. And they do a much better job of imitating little bait fish.
Yes, they do.
You know, and a lot of people get so hung up on have to have spoons. That's all that's going to work.
That's all that's going to work.
That's not
Nothing
true.
Nothing else works.
Not true at all.
Sure it is.
Silliness. Diamond jig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Diamond jig with a hand grenade on it.
A hand grenade. Okay. All right.
Hey.
How about just the pin from the hand grenade?
There
I think
you
that
go.
Would work too.
It probably would.
Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see. That's definitely one of the second fishiest areas in general. The snook, redfish, trout, some sheep's head, ladyfish.
Now, just to be clear, you said that the sheep's head are here in Gasparilla Sound, not at El Jabin.
Correct.
Okay.
But they're catching around some of the oyster bars and at the mouths of like Widden Creek and Catfish Creek. Up underneath the mangrove shoreline, they're kind of seeing them cruising around in areas. One guy thought that they were tailing redfish, and as he got closer to him, realized it was a school of about 20 sheep's head. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I like.
I
tailing
thought that
sheep's
was a,
head.
The first time I ever saw that. I'm like BS. You know, I was with Danny.
No way, Mr. You'll be kidding me,
Mr. Latham, and he's like, nope, those are sheep's head. They're either sheep's head or they might be mullet, but they're not redfish. I'm like, really? Seriously? He's like, no, I'm telling you, they're more than likely sheep's head. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Look, there they all are. Yep.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. Okay, snook, redfish, trout, ladyfish, sheep's head, small sharks. What else?
That's about it.
That's it?
That's about it.
That's kind of everything.
Yeah, it kind of is. We're missing the coelacanth and snapper, but I'm sure that one of those two is there.
Well, coelacanths are going to be offshore.
Yeah.
Don't be silly.
Nah, come on. There's always a possibility.
Placida. What
Might
do we
be
got?
An oarfish.
An oarfish.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be cool.
An oarfish. You know, the thing about oarfish is it's a big fish. I mean, even average size oarfish are going to be about 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they swim, they hold themselves vertically in the water. Mm-hmm. They don't swim horizontally like most other fish.
Right.
So they need to have at least enough depth that their head's not sticking out and that their tail's not dragging along the bottom. So you don't have enough depth in Gasparilla.
It could be a baby.
It could be. All right. I'm going to add that. Robert says...
No. No.
It's theoretically possible. How do you spell theoretically possible? For a juvenile oarfish to exist here.
Uh-huh. Hey, if it gets them to look it up, that'll be cool, though.
Right? I would put coelacanth, but I don't want to misspell it and look like an idiot.
Yeah, that one's a bear, too. It's a weird spelling.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we move on to Placida
yes.
now
would you
with
quit
an actual fishing
around?
Report?
Jesus, man. So Placida,
well, go on.
Sheep's head. They've been getting some sheep's head in the early mornings with a few mangrove snapper. And then they've been getting some snook at night with a couple of oversized redfish and a couple of sharks. And then also during the day, I'm sorry, Spanish mackerel too.
I gotta go back.
I know. Left, back, forward, upside down. All the above.
Okay. Sheep's head, mangrove snapper, plus what? In
some
the daytime?
Spanish mackerel.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. Sheep's head in the morning, plus mangrove snapper and a few Spanish mackerel through the day. And then snook, oversized redfish, and some sharks at night.
Yep.
Anything else?
That pretty much sums it up in a nutshell.
No coelacanth.
Nope. They're not that far there.
Okay. Tarpon?
Ever heard of any.
It's weird. There should be a few up here.
I'm sure guys are seeing them and just not mentioning it because half those guys that are stuck on the pier really don't care about the tarpon.
Right.
I think that's part of it.
They're fun to hook.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them come up and jump. Just don't make any plan to land it is all.
Right.
Okie doke. Let's move on to Levin Bay. Stump Pass, Levin Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
Trout right there around Levin Bay Park. He also got a couple Spanish mackerel. He had one snook follow his bait, and he casted to several other ones, but could not get anything to commit.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
The Anger Pier.
Yes.
Couple of sheephead. Couple of Spanish mackerel. A bonnet head. And what else did I hear about there? That's it that I can recall.
And I feel the need to reiterate this just one more time.
Not El Jobin.
Not El Jobin for the sheep's head. No. Just the other spots that you specified.
Right.
And they're probably not moving toward El Jobin either. Don't think that they're going to show up there next week because they were out here. No. Okay?
What do they do? Keep harassing me on the page?
People just keep asking. They're not harassing me. But they do just keep asking. As soon as they hear sheep's head, they can't help themselves. It's like sheep's head, that means El Jobin.
Some of these people that asked me this past winter of what's up with the sheep's head, most of them, this was their very first winter here. Like, are you just going by what somebody's telling you? They always hear you, you'll catch all the sheep's head you want, or what's the deal with that? You know?
I don't have a solid answer for you there, buddy.
Just kind of funny. It's like the myth still carries on. It's like, you want to catch a big bass, go to Lake Okeechobee.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Wrong.
20 years ago.
Probably closer to 25 years ago at this point.
Listen, this is supposed to be a current fishing report. We're talking about current things. So, currently.
But past affects the current.
Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, past trolling reefs and wrecks. What do you think is going to happen?
Do what now? Gulf of Mexico? Gulf of Mexico. Let's see. I'm
talking to myself over here.
You are. Sometimes. But you answer yourself pretty regularly, too, so you're good at it.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Trying your patience, aren't I? You're going to kill me by the end of the day. Never mind the small, annoying children. Man found in freezer. Let's see.
There are a lot of freezers in here.
There is. So, going out to the Gulf of Mexico, red grouper have been extremely tough. We talked about it earlier on the other show, and still going to talk about it this week and on this show.
All right, so the red grouper sucks right now. Why?
Yes, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know if it's because it's the full moon and this is the first time people have been out in quite some time, because the wind has not exactly been favorable for great fishing by any stretch. Great boating to go fishing anyway.
So you're saying that the reasons may be ineffable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you've got your mangrove snapper and lane snapper doing really good at 20 to 30 miles, along with a few yellowtail. People are seeing quite a few cobia, but so far most of what I've heard of out there has been small. And then as you move closer, there are getting some sheep's head still in better quality out on some of the reefs out there. Palm Island Ferry, Helens, Trembly, any of those probably are doing well too. Along with some porgies, grunts, and some other small snapper. But the other thing I would be doing out there is trolling around. Go out there and look for some of your new secret spots that you need to find. Reacquaint yourself with the Gulf and go troll a skirted bait, because two different sailfish this week that we've heard about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it seems like every week for the last several weeks we've heard of at least one sailfish either being seen or hooked or landed. So I think it'd be worth going out there and trying. I mean, watch your bottom machine, look for some new hard bottom ledges, drop offs, old abandoned boat, something. And then troll all at the same time and see what you find.
Do you have a color preference or style preference on that skirted bait?
No, I'm going to use a couple of the different heads. One that's going to have a smoker, and the other one will be a little bit bigger bubbles, or even just a popper type. But the main color I'm going to always go with, my number one first choice, always going to be dolphin color, which is just like green and yellow.
Okay.
And then the other color.
Basically is, fire tiger.
Yeah, pretty much. Then the other color is going to be more likely to be a pink and purple, or pink with some kind of other color mixed in with it. Just good overall use of the two colors preference.
Okay.
Because I know I can go anywhere in the world and troll those two colors and pick up fish.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. And just a quick reminder, you can't take sailfish out of the water unless you're harvesting that fish. And there's no reason to harvest them because, by all reports, they taste like crap. So,
no.
Your sailfish should stay in the water.
Yeah. Personally. Is that a Gulf rule or is that a Florida rule?
That is a federal rule that covers the entire Atlantic Basin. And okay. There is also one in the Pacific Basin.
Really?
Yes, there is.
So basically all those hundreds of pictures are all illegal?
Yes, they are. Unless you harvest that fish, you are not allowed to remove it from the water.
Nice. Interesting.
I thought you would like that. All right, the Venice jetties.
Some Spanish mackerel. A few snookers starting to move into there, too. One guy did catch a couple sheep's head. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. I'd take a ride up there one of these days and check it out. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
It's been quite a while, actually. I think the last time I was up there was with you 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I had to go up to the Venice Gondolier a couple times, and I tell myself I'm going to go out there, and then by the time I wrap up at the Gondolier, it's like, man, I'm not doing anything else today. Just mad at the rest of the day.
Right.
Punta Rasa, no reports till further notice. Redfish Pass, no reports until further notice. Captiva Pass, don't have anything there.
We've got some snook, a few, and I mean very few tarpon, sharks of assorted sizes and species, and a few Spanish mackerel.
Good number of Spanish mackerel?
Good numbers. Definitely fishable numbers.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Let's see. That's it.
Okay. I'll take it. Boca Grande Pass.
Boca Grande Pass. Let's see. You got lots of tarpon. Spanish mackerel.
Are they all here now, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
We're still not... showing up?
I think we got more showing up.
Okay.
Because the Keys has got a good amount of fish, and then I had a gentleman that his buddy lives in Marco Island, and he's seeing a whole lot more fish popping in down there in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I think we still got more coming.
Okay.
Been some really big sharks out there.
All bulls or any hammers?
I've heard of two hammers now. The one I actually saw a really crappy picture of it.
And some Spanish mackerel?
Yes. And that is it.
Okay. No snook?
From the beach. Over by Cayo Costa and from the beach are getting some snook. But I haven't heard of anyone like fishing around the docks or anything like that catching them.
Okay. Well, technically, that belongs in the next spot, which is the Walk in the Gulf Beaches.
Oh, okay. Well, then snook it is.
Snook.
Jacks. Some whiting. Plenty of catfish. Couple of pompano. Some Spanish mackerel and ladyfish. And then I've heard of a couple oversized redfish.
Is this all from Boca, or?
No.
Okay.
It's just from all the beaches, a variety of them. Boca seems to be one of the most popular ones right now, but all of them have been pretty good.
Is there any beach that you might avoid?
Stump Pass, unfortunately, as much as it is my favorite place to fish, at least on a weekend.
Right.
Yeah. If it's a weekday, Stump Pass is going to be one of my first choices. But because all the sandbar partying there now, it's just not as enjoyable to listen to a whole bunch of drunken idiots. I'd rather fish in quiet or just not go fishing at all.
Okay. Other than that, you think pretty much any beach is a good shot?
Yeah.
How about Port Charlotte Beach?
No, that's not a beach.
That is not a beach.
That's just a name.
It is not a Gulf beach. We're talking specifically about Gulf beaches.
Yes.
As it says right here in the name, walking the Gulf beaches along the Gulf shoreline.
Yeah, imagine that.
Again, just clarifying. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay, and associated areas.
They've got an algae thing going on down there pretty good.
Uh-oh.
I was talking to Tom Fisher yesterday, and he said the water's got like this milkish white look to it. But on the surface, he said it's got that kind of a yellowish, almost pollen-y look.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's actual pollen or could that be gold dust algae, because I've heard of that out in the Gulf this past week, too.
It can be either. You have to take a closer look at it to find out.
Okay. But he said it's got a weird milky smell, and he said the bottom did turn over last week with the moon with those low tides. He said the stink in there was absolutely horrible for like 5 days in a row.
Okay.
And he said you could see where it churned up, and it's got that clumped up stuff floating on the surface in some areas. But he said from Indian Fields or whatever, he said all the way up to basically Two Pines, he said it's just scattered throughout that whole area.
Okay.
So he's been running out of there because that's where he's been fishing a lot, but now he's been fishing over on the Pine Island side now.
Gotcha.
That answers the question of the guy that called last week to swear up and down that over there by Pelican Bay. Well, it smells like there's been a sewage dump. Like there's no sewage to dump there.
Yeah, but it did smell like that the other day when Mike and I were out there. Not through the whole area, but...
Was it the bottom of the harbor or was that an actual, like, something else going on?
I don't know. I mean, you smelled it when a boat went by, and you smelled it when the wind changed direction and we were smelling our own upchurned water.
Okay.
The water looked nice. I didn't see anything that indicated that it looked bad, but it smelled horrible, and he's right, it did smell like a sewage dump.
Okay. Gotcha. I was just assuming that it was the bottom rolling over with the tides.
Yeah. And, I mean, it could be. You know, it's hard to know exactly what's going on out there if you don't take a lot of time to figure it out, and we definitely did not take a lot of time to figure it out.
Right.
We were trying to catch ladyfish. We had a mission.
Needed bait, huh?
Yep.
Funny how that works.
Yep. So is there any fishing going on in Matt Lachey area?
No, not that I've heard of.
Just an algal bloom.
Yep.
Okay. Pine Island Sound South End, no reports until further notice. The North End, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, and Patricio, what do we got going on there?
Spanish mackerel, lots and lots of trout. I mean, I'm hearing trout from in the mid-teens all the way up into the low to mid-20s.
And that's inches, not pounds.
Yes. No poundage when it comes to trout talk.
Yeah. Not some people get real excited.
Yeah. Nope. Maybe if we're talking about rainbows or something else, but no.
Okay.
Nope. Some assortment of sharks. A few people seeing tarpon, but they are not cooperating at all. It's been a very tough last several days. It's that post full moon.
Uh-huh.
Fishing gets a little wonky sometimes.
I don't know. We're down to about a quarter moon, so.
Yeah, I know. But it was a full moon last weekend.
Well, yeah, that was a whole week ago.
I know. A lot of things change. That's why we're supposed to do this every week. Last week would have been a totally different answer.
But no, we didn't do the report last week.
Because I wanted to do something.
Listen, 1/10 of the time you get to do the thing that you want to do, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Trout, Spanish mackerel, and that's mostly where everyone's going to get bait. But that's it. That's all I got there. It's just the trout and Spanish mackerel.
Okay. Well, you know, we have a whole separate bait fish report. I know. So we'll probably save the bait for that point.
Yeah.
Burnt store, two pines.
Snook, a few redfish, some trout, a few different sharks. Been kind of a mixed gamut of stuff down there. Nothing really exciting.
Okay. Nothing overly exciting or amazing going on.
No.
Okay.
Nope. And the snook have all been pretty small that I've been hearing about, and the redfish have been just mediocre to small.
Okay. Mediocre. There we go. All right. The East Side Keys, Cormorant Key, Back Bay Keys, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor, and similar.
A lot of little snook. Handful of small to barely legal-sized redfish. And then bonnethead sharks and undersized cobia pretty much scattered all over on the flats there. Very few on the trout report. And there has been a group of breeding manatees closer as you work your way north towards Alligator Creek.
Okay.
So kind of keep a kind eye out for those guys. So I've had several customers tell me about them.
A mating herd.
Yep. Is it called a herd?
It is.
Really?
It's called a mating herd.
Nice.
And we still want to try to not run over them.
No. No. It's a good idea not to.
Even if you don't care about the manatees, it does some damage to your gear.
Everything. Yeah. I just don't want to do any of that.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, the skating rink.
I got nothing.
No reports.
Even our Monday guy, he trolled through there last Saturday or Sunday. He said he didn't get anything trolling out of his house, out of Burnt Store aisles.
Okay.
Which was a little weird for him, he said. Usually he gets just a jack or a little snook. But nothing exciting.
Hmm. Okay. I changed it from no reports, not worth fishing here.
There you go.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Got nothing there this week. People saw some black drum. They're seeing some snook, but that's it. Nobody gave me any feedback on the little baby snapper or anything else for that matter. Just what they physically saw but did not catch.
Okay. The Punta Gorda Isles Canals.
Oh, let's see. Snook. Juvenile tarpon. Some black drum. And also a few jacks.
Would you say overall this is pretty good, or?
I'd say it's average.
Okay.
Wouldn't say it's anything to write home about.
All right. Gilchrist Pier is closed due to hurricane damage. Alligator Creek Reef.
Well, let's see. Spanish mackerel. Some undersized cobia. And that's about it.
Okay.
Nothing to get super excited about.
Hey, but way better than the previous reports.
True.
The 20-foot holes.
Spanish mackerel.
Fishable?
Yeah. Just look for the bait. Seems to be scattered in okay sizes as far as catching bait goes. Not so good, but the Spanish mackerel, not so bad.
Okay. So look for the bait and then troll or cast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The bait fish reports.
Boquilla Jug Creek. That's pretty much it. Anything up on this end has been very non-existent, pretty much. Not quite a ghost town, but it's a dying town.
Okay.
It's not good at all with the white bait. Lots of little fry out there, and some of it does appear to be baby white bait of some kind, whether it's thread fins or scaled sardines. It's one or the other.
Okay, and is that mostly what we're seeing out there in the middle is little tiny fry?
Yeah.
We're not seeing too many big threadies?
No.
Not the tarpon size baits?
Nope. Those seem to definitely be south.
Okay. How far south?
They're seeing them in the 20-foot holes, but also it seems like there's better numbers of them over there in Boquilla, in the more on the northeast corner of Boquilla. Kind of that in between Boquilla and Burnt Store.
Okay. Okay. Anything else worth reporting from a bait fish perspective?
No. Pinfish have been extremely hard. You know, it's just most of the guys are trying for the white bait more than anything else. But even then, they get a little bit of a reprieve because the amount of guys that are tarpon fishing.
Right.
So the white bait gets left on a little bit, but not a lot.
How has your crab flow been?
In here?
No.
I was going to say zero.
I know how your crab flow is in here.
Basically, it's been okay, but nothing great out there. They're getting a few here, a few there, but they are working really hard to get them. Although, if you were smart, you would put a pinfish trap out there with some chunked up fish in it, because that's where some of the guys are getting their crabs from.
Well, I think we already know why we're not doing that.
Because the pinfish trap disappears?
No, because we're not smart.
Oh.
You just said it.
This is true.
Weren't you there?
Yeah, I was there. I was present.
Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, and other bodies of water that hold more than a couple of drops.
I haven't heard much other than a handful of tilapia. We didn't have shiners last week we had shiners for one day because we finally got our tanks up and running and the shiners sold out quickly, but I haven't had anyone to come back to tell me good, bad, or indifferent.
Okay. And the tarpon reports.
Okay. Boca Grand Pass, pretty much it. Pretty cut and simple. Crabs, and sometimes squirrel fish. But other than that, crabs. And there isn't a single fake crab lure out there that works with any consistency. Even that Z-Man thing that people are trying to talk about, they're just trying to create hype for something that, like everything else, doesn't work that well.
Okay. That is some harsh words there for that, but
it's true, though. Every year, everyone wants a crab lure that's going to work, like, because they don't have to spend $4 to $8 a piece on them, number one. Number two, they just want that magic bullet that's going to catch them a tarpon. And there isn't a crab lure out there that I know of. As great as that Savage Gear lure crab was, it didn't work worth a darn.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
All right. I hear you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add on to this report, sir?
Not that I can think of, no, sir, other than hopefully everybody has a happy Mother's Day and takes out their mother or somebody who was like a mother to them, or at least celebrate their mother if they don't have them.
And if you missed it, if you're listening to this after Mother's Day, it's not too late. Take her out anyway.
Right.
She'll still love you.
Probably.
Probably. I mean, as much as she ever did.
Yeah, probably.
So. All right. Well, if that wraps this up, then I guess all that's left is say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.